I was just rereading Mary's Magnificat. That's the song that she sings when she comes before Elizabeth in Luke chapter 1. And there's a verse that just has been standing out to me, and I have just been praying it over other people, but I want to pray it over you at the end of this. It's in verse 51 where Mary proclaims that the Lord's arm has done feats of strength. He's done powerful things with his arm. And then she goes on to say, he has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts or in the thinking of their inmost being. God wants to scatter the enemies. He wants to scatter their thoughts. He wants to scatter those who have combined in a conspiracy against you, those who have colluded together, those who want to do mischief, harm, and to oppress. God wants to scatter them in their thoughts so they are confused. They're no longer in agreement. Yeah. The picture that I have in my mind is the Tower of Babel, where God comes down and he sees what man is doing and it displeases him, and he disperses them. He makes them unable to be in agreement together. They had been in agreement, and there was strength in that, and they were building their own tower in opposition to God. And there are people who are building their own oppressive machinery against you. And God's arm is wanting to come down and to do something mighty, something in your midst that you can say, this is only God. Only God is that powerful. Only God can do these things. I have been seeing in the last several weeks God doing incredible miracles, incredible interventions where he's confronted people with their decision or their sin and said, you've got to change. Whether it's somebody who's made a decision to divorce, somebody who has been oppressive at the workplace, I've seen apologies that were just completely uncharacteristic. I've seen finances being released on people that were struggling, and God has just brought that deliverance. His strength, his arm coming to your defense, coming to your aid, coming to your deliverance. And he has scattered the thoughts of the enemy, the plans that the enemy has, the way that the enemy wanted to systematically keep you down. There's good news. God has brought deliverance. So I am excited to pray this prayer over you and to expect that you are going to see God move. You are going to see God's power and his arm coming to your defense. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you see the oppression. You see how people's names have been dragged through the mud. You've seen the plans of different enemies coming together in collusion, in agreement to destroy the child of God. And in Jesus' name, I command deliverance. Your strong and mighty arm be seen in miraculous victory. In Jesus' name, may each one listening to this prayer find themselves taken out of the line of fire, taken away from the hand of the oppressor as your strong and mighty arm comes through and completely demolishes the plan, completely demolishes the wall that was set against them, the blocked door, the closed window. In Jesus' name, that the time of oppression is over. The time of vindication come upon the children of God. And in Jesus' name, every one of you that are hearing this prayer, I bless you to rise up. Even as God removes the powerful from their thrones, he raises up the humble. You shall see God's power. You shall see God's deliverance. You shall know that your holy God in heaven has you on his mind, and he has become a warrior God on your behalf in Jesus' name. Amen.